everybody, welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I'm your host, Michelle Fisher, offering a special story as digital contributor to ApostropheMagazine.com. Today, I am talking to Nathan Mackey. You know, one of the biggest compliments as a journalist is meeting someone who discovers your work and wants to tell you how much they enjoy it. This is exactly what happened with Nathan Mackey. Nathan discovered my work videos on YouTube while uploading his wedding video. He kindly told me that he appreciated how, through my work, I was a great advocate for people with disabilities. I, in a very short time, though, discovered Nathan is even more so a great advocate because he refuses to let cerebral palsy define how he lives his life or limit the goals he wants to accomplish. I have a feeling you would like to meet him, wouldn't you? I am very happy to welcome Nathan Mackey. Hi there, Nathan.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
It's so good to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time to interview with me today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you inviting me on. Always glad to lend a hand where I can and encourage people to reach for their dreams and to accomplish them. And you know, that's been the case with me, and it wouldn't have happened without a lot of people in my life who encouraged me to just continue no matter what the obstacles were and just see those dreams realized.
Yeah, you're a great example of that for sure. And let's talk about a little bit about how it was growing up with cerebral palsy. Talk about that.
Well, I was born 3 months premature. I was 2 pounds and 10 ounces when I was born. And a couple weeks after I was born, I stopped breathing. The oxygen deprivation damaged the part of my brain that controls my fine motor skills. And that caused the condition cerebral palsy, and so I had a bunch of surgeries as an infant, and had actually 9 total surgeries before I was 10 years old, and had to do a lot of physical therapy and just trying to, you know, get through life and being able to sit up and roll over and walk and crawl and, you know, just all the basic skills, physical skills that you would think of would just become natural.
Sure.
Or come naturally to someone, did not come naturally to me. And it was a real, you know, I had a real fight on my hands from the time I was, you know, born to, you know, really now I don't struggle as much, but in the beginning, yeah, very much so. And a lot of that was emotional as well as physical, because you've got kids who, you know, don't understand that you have a disability. They just know you're different, and so they want to make fun of you because you kind of stick out.
Sure.
So that led to a lot of resentment and anger and just a lot of different issues there. And but, you know, through God's help, I overcame those issues, and I am who I am today because of who Jesus Christ is in my life.
You have such a good attitude. I appreciate that so much. Now, you were talking about how there were emotional scars and physical scars too, but talk about how flying came into your life when you were 17. What was it about that first flight that led you to get your pilot's license?
Well, taking a ride in an airplane was something that I had always wanted to do. I remember going to a air show when I was 3 years old, looking at the airplanes, thinking I really wanted to do that, or looking up at the sky as a kid in an airplane, thinking, wow, that would be really cool to do. But because of having cerebral palsy, I never really thought it was possible. So I just, you know, played computer flight simulators when I was a kid and as a teenager, and then a friend of mine finally said, well, you seem to really have a flying bug, so let's get you in an airplane. So he arranged for me to go on a ride in a missionary airplane through an organization called JARS, J-A-A-R-S, in Waxhaw, North Carolina, which is close to Charlotte. And JARS actually trains missionary pilots to go overseas into third world countries and fly for missionaries and do a lot of humanitarian aid. And that's where I got my first airplane ride, which was in a a very specialized airplane called a Helio Courier that can take off and land in the length of half of a football field.
Sure.
But really that first flight for me was spectacular because I realized how big the world is compared to little old me, and it's just something that God put in me to want to do, and he arranged the details of that, from me going and trying to get an FAA medical certificate and getting denied the first time, to providentially meeting a FAA doctor who wanted to take a special interest in my case and kind of plead my case to the FAA after being denied a medical. And we got that taken care of in about a little less than a year. It's a long, long process, but finally got a medical certificate and soloed in 2004, in April 2004, when I was 23. And had to actually go back and do a medical flight test with the FAA for different reasons, but passed the medical flight test with flying colors.
Yay! And, that was good.
And you know, I remember the instructor, the FAA instructor I was with, I had flown with him for about an hour, and we were flying back to the airport, and he said, "What I can't figure out is why I'm doing this, because you have no problem." He said, "You should have no problem finishing your license. You're a really good pilot." And he said, "When are you going to finish your license?" And we were, at that particular time, getting into the landing pattern at the airport we were landing at. I said, "Well, I'll tell you about that on the ground, because right now I'm trying to get this airplane back on the runway in one piece." He said, "Well, congratulations, because you just passed. I was trying to distract you, and you didn't let me distract you, so you passed your check ride." So that was a neat feeling to know that I had proven to the FAA that a guy with cerebral palsy could pass.
And when you, that was interesting, because you said that, did you want to give up at that point when you were denied the first time, or?
Yeah, I wanted to give up. I mean, I thought, well, the door is shut in my face. That'll never happen. That's just one more thing I can't do in life. But I had a lot of good friends that encouraged me and said, you know, there's been a handful of people with cerebral palsy that have gotten pilot's licenses in the past, and there's no reason why you can't get a pilot's license. There's a lady even now, she doesn't have CP, but she was born without two arms.
Okay.
Her name is Jessica Cox, and she got a pilot's license through going through all those hoops and stuff, the same stuff I had to go through. So, depending on, the severity of your disability, you can certainly go through that process and get a pilot's license if you qualify and put in the time and money to do it.
Sure. Well, and I think, I mean, when you go through things like that, when you go through the same rigors as everybody else, because I have CP too, when you go through the same rigors to reach your dream and what you want to do, how did that impact you, that you were no different than anybody else?
Well, I think, and if I forgive me if I misunderstand the question,
okay.
I think that in some ways you have to admit that you are different.
Yeah.
You have to accept who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that God made you, and that's hard sometimes because you don't want to be different, and yet you are. So I think becoming comfortable in your own skin is important.
Yeah.
Liking who you are and who God made you is very important, because until you're able to do that, you're always going to be fighting with yourself.
Sure.
And so I think that recognizing, hey, things are a little different, things are a little unique here, and so how do I change, how do I adapt to accomplish what I want to do, which is, something that every pilot learns is, something unusual happen
Sure.
in a flight. So you have to very quickly adapt and decide, you know, what you're going to do. Kind of like Sully Sullenberger in the movie Sully. You know, he was faced with a challenge, and because of the training that he had and the years of experience, he was able to very quickly adapt and meet the challenge that he was faced with. And I think that that's the same in life. No matter, you know, what kind of task you're given, you have to change and adapt with that.
Sure. I agree with that for sure. And let's talk about how you saw my work videos while you were uploading your wedding video. You got married to your wife, Karen, about 3 months ago. What, how has that changed or enhanced you?
Karen is a very understanding lady. She has never brought up CP as an issue. It was never an issue for her. Many girls, it was an issue,
Sure.
and she, you know, my stubbornness may be an issue at times, but CP is never an issue. She is just, you know, physically, she's willing to jump in and help, and you know, I'll do the things that I can do, and sometimes I'll tell her, "Sweetie, I just don't think I can do that."
Yeah.
So she's all too willing to jump in and help. So that's really been a great asset to me. Something that I never really thought about it, but it becomes more and more precious to me as time goes on.
Sure. And it was an interesting thing when you and I connected and I asked you to interview, or you asked me to interview you. You were saying that when you were growing up, you'd kind of stay away from people who had CP. So are you glad your viewpoint changed on that as you grew to
Sure.
kind of find your voice?
Sure. Absolutely. I think as a kid, you know, nobody wants to be disabled. And, you know, you try to get away from that. You try to get away from the stigma that is associated with that. And so I would try to prove to people I don't have anything wrong with me. And
Sure.
so it's kind of that idea of denial, and it goes back to, hey, this is who I am, this is who God made me, and instead of resenting it, I'm going to grab hold of it, I'm going to adapt and change as much as I can to fit into the situation that I'm in and be grateful for it, because there are things that I would have never learned having been born without any problems. But as the older I've gotten, the more I've realized that, you know, like you, God's given me a voice to speak for those who have disabilities,
Sure.
and there are people with disabilities who physically cannot speak for themselves. And so I see myself as a voice for those people
Sure.
and a voice for people who are still trying to find their voice in the situations they find themselves in. So in that, I'm thankful for having, you know, CP and being able to communicate effectively and, you know, advocate for folks with disabilities.
Well, I have to say that you are an awesome advocate. And you know what? You had told me, you said, Michelle, I don't think you've ever interviewed a pilot. Well, I haven't ever interviewed a pilot as inspirational as you are, Nathan Mackey. Thank you so much for taking the time today. And I'm so glad to know you now.
Well, you too, Michelle. It's a pleasure, and look forward to running into you again many times in the future.
That is for sure. And thank you so much for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Be sure to like A View From My Window with Michelle Fisher on Facebook. Follow my blog, My Life and Stories Behind the Mic, and join me on Twitter. And always, you can learn more by visiting arcind.org and apostrophemagazine.com.